on 1116 SEN, the ultimate rap with Tony Shebeki.
It is 19 minutes to 10 here on 1116 SEN. Toy Zantuck also joining me in the studio as we wrap up the weekend sports so far. NRL and Josh Masood from Channel 7 joins us to talk about that. Good morning, Josh.
Good day, Tony.
Mate, it's been a big weekend so far. Brisbane 32 over Penrith 18. Manly, big winners, 46 over South Sydney 8. Parramatta 26 defeating North Queensland 6. Gold Coast 38 defeating Newcastle 8. Canterbury 16 defeating Canberra 10. And Cronulla 22 defeating West Tigers 16. Good win for Cronulla there in the end. They consolidate their position in the top four.
Yeah, it was a very hostile crowd at Leichhardt as always with the Tigers. They're still a bit up and down with all the dramas they've been having with their player movement. They sure did put in a great effort. The Sharks, I think, thought it was going to be a bit easier. Scored two very soft tries to start the game and then sort of went into goal vacancy. That allowed West Tigers to grab the lead at half-time. But then they lost their two best players, Captain Aaron Woods and James Tedesco, the magical fullback. Now, both these players are going to be playing elsewhere next year, so it was a bit of a glimpse into the future for Tigers fans of what 2018 might be like. And, geez, it wasn't a good one. They fell apart in the second half, and Cronulla, although they weren't playing their best football, made a lot of mistakes, were still clinical enough to ice the win off in the final 10 minutes.
Josh, I want to talk to you about the Sharks and their captain, of course, Paul Gallen. Is it true that he may be coming out of retirement to play State of Origin again?
No, it's typical of Paul Gallen. He gets a bit tetchy, I think, when there's not enough headlines or attention around him. And so he needs to come out and do something to make sure we're talking about Paul Gallen again. He came out during the week and said he's going to play for the City Origin game in the City Country fixture that's become a complete irrelevancy and won't be around after this year. He's going to captain the City side. He might even be paid handsomely to do that. Who would know? But there's no way in the world he'll be selected again for State of Origin, his own coach. But little that Lauren Daly has come out and said that it's highly unlikely. So just once again, a bit of a media circus around Paul Gallen.
Josh, a huge game today. The Dragons take on Storm at Wynn Stadium. And I'll tell you what, it's a huge out, isn't it? The captain, Gareth Widdop, not in the team. But on the positive side for the Dragons, they're averaging 25 points a game this season. So against the Storm, who've performed magnificently with Vunivalu and Josh Addo-Carr, the electrifying duo, it's a mouth-watering clash.
Yeah, the worry for St George, though, is that I think something like over half those points have come either through Gareth Widdop directly or through him creating those opportunities. And it was on show against the Roosters when they lost him. They reverted to last year a little bit. They were tough, no doubt, but they really looked like they were going to struggle to score points. And up against the miserly Melbourne Storm defence, I just don't see where enough points is going to come from. They're going to need to be defensively as good. They're going to need to say, all right, well, we're just going to have to score 10 or 12 points and defend them, even though they're at home. I just don't think they can do that, their halves combination. Because, man, a former Storm player himself, like Gareth Widdop, and Josh McCrone, who is having a good season alongside Gareth Widdop, but would struggle to make the halves combination of any of the other 15 clubs. I just don't think he's going to be good enough in a match of this calibre.
They're second on the ladder at the moment, St George, and the question needs to be asked, are they contenders or pretenders?
No, with Gareth Widdop in the team, they're contenders, but you couldn't have picked a worse player for them to lose in for 6 weeks. So I think they're going to take a bit of a hit and slide down the ladder. The good thing for them is they're banked 6 wins, which is very important. You only need 11 or 12 to make the final. So even if they lose 3 or 4 in a row, I think they'll still get there. But no, their methodology is very simple. Their forwards are strong. They're no nonsense. They'll test Melbourne up the middle for sure. But the class of Billy Slater, who, guys, just gets better and better every week, must have been very close to selection in the Australian team. An absolute P for the Maroons. In a couple of weeks, I just think Melbourne are just going to have too much class.
I was just going to ask you, you read my mind, Josh, on the comeback of Billy Slater. He's really finding his feet now. He's getting miles in the legs, and that dexterity, it's still there.
Oh, how good is it? Playmaking ability, that's what you want from a fullback in modern-day rugby league, that they can come in and ball play a little bit and create opportunities. And we saw that from Billy Slater against Manly 2 weeks ago. He was sensational. I can tell you, boys, that things are looking very positive as well for Billy to play on another year. Melbourne have started talking to Billy about that. And with the two-year hiatus that his body has received, he can probably go on and play till he's 34, 35. So that's great news for the Storm, who also probably want to stagger the farewells to these three champions. Cooper Cronk, of course, going this year, to lose two-thirds of that triumvirate would be a disaster.
Yeah, it certainly would. Final one for you, mate. Been a lot of fuss up at Newcastle over the last week or so in regards to their V8 supercars race at the end of the year and people kicking up a fuss. I think they need to kick up a fuss about their football team languishing. Bottom of the ladder, 2 points, and looking pretty bad.
Yeah, it's a tough one. And they axed their captain last week, Trent Hogginson, their most experienced player, but he wasn't up to it either. And they're starting to get back to last year where they were pretty perennial easy beats. Yesterday, they put up a fight for around 25 minutes. But in the normal momentum shifts of a game where then they don't have football, they just can't withstand that. They can't withstand the disappointments. A normal team might let in a try or two. They let in four or five, and the game is over. They're trying to remedy it with some recruitment. They've been very patient in trying to get the right players, but they've only landed North Queensland's Kalen Ponga thus far. They desperately need a kill on that front to give their fans some hope.
Good on you, Josh. Really appreciate your time as always.
All good, boys. A pleasure.